This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Steve Messinetti. Steve is the CEO of Habitat for Humanity Portland, and also with us is Julie Carter, Vice President of Retail for the ReStores here in Portland. Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Hey.
Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a little while, about a year since you guys were here.
That's right.
Nice to have you back. Steve, let's get started with you. I read in the information that was sent to me, you've been with Habitat for Humanity for 30 years.
I have, yeah. Right out of college, went to the Habitat headquarters in Georgia and spent 10 years there, and then took this position in Portland about 21 years ago, wow, helping lead the Portland Habitat Group.
Let's tell our audience exactly what Habitat for Humanity is. It's one of those organizations I think everybody's heard of, mm-hmm, but maybe familiarize us
yeah,
with.
So yeah, we're one of the largest and probably most well-known housing organizations in the world. We work in 80 countries. We work all over the U.S. At Habitat, we believe that everyone has a decent place to call home and on terms that they can afford to pay. So our main program is to partner with families who can't afford housing and help them to buy a home, which has a just transformational impact on their families' lives, often a multi-generational impact on families who've experienced poverty for many generations.
And oftentimes, well, probably most of the time, this is their first house, right?
Oh, that's right. Yes, they're first-time home buyers. And again, it's often folks moving out of either unstable or unaffordable housing, and it's often folks who've had to move every few years as a result of that.
How long has Habitat been around? You've been with it 30 years.
Yeah, so Habitat got started 49 years ago. Our local chapter here got started in 1981.
Wow. Gosh, a long time.
Yeah.
And it's international.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all over the world.
And I think a name that's synonymous with Habitat is Jimmy Carter.
Yes, yes. Yeah. He's been our most famous volunteer. He got involved about 10 years after Habitat started. A lot of folks think he started Habitat.
Oh, okay. But
he definitely put us on the map, and he was involved. He and Rosalind were involved every year for the past 40 years, helping to build houses with us and then, of course, promoting the work as well.
How is home ownership, how does that change somebody's life?
Yeah, so the biggest impact that home ownership brings is that stability. They never have a rent increase again. So if you think about, I mean, I bought my home here almost 20 years ago, and my payment is less than half of what I would have to pay rent to rent my same house now because of the stability that comes from that home payment not going up every year. And that's the biggest impact on families, especially children, is that they don't have to move again, and they can stay in the same house, have the same friends, go to the same school until they graduate. And that stability really is what sets them on the track towards success.
What are some misconceptions about Habitat?
One is that we give away homes, and we don't. Our families buy their homes through a program where we partner with them, we partner with banks, and we make sure they get an affordable mortgage so that their payment is no more than 30% of their income, which is what is kind of standard for what's an affordable home. One of the big issues we have in our region is that about half of renters pay more than half their income to rent, which doesn't leave enough for basic life necessities, which right, is why Oregon has one of the highest hunger rates in the world.
Yeah, rent is crazy right now.
it keeps going up, and that's just what happens with rent.
When you say an affordable mortgage, do you guys have negotiating ability to get better mortgages for people?
We do. We have, really, it's the generosity from local institutions that commit to providing our home buyers with a below market interest rate. And then we have community support. We do fundraising, which subsidizes the loan amount and the purchase price to make it affordable.
Okay. Because, yeah, housing prices, the mortgage rates are like 6% now? Or?
They're still high. Yeah. And they're not moving, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah, not in the near future anymore.
And that's the big challenge. Over the past year, some new data just came out that house prices have gone up 7 times more than incomes over the past 10 years.
Wow.
So it gives you a sense of just the gap that is being created in terms of being able to access home ownership. And as a result, Oregon has one of the lowest home ownership rates in the country.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. That's an astounding fact.
Yeah.
Wow. How is Habitat funded?
Mostly through donations from individuals, from corporations, from foundations. We get some funding through our state of Oregon housing government agency that helps us often buy land and put infrastructure in. And then we have, of course, we're going to talk about our Habitat for Humanity restores, which sell donated materials, and then all the profits help us build homes. We have a CARS program. You can donate your car to Habitat, and we turn that into home building dollars. So we have a broad array of ways to raise money to support this work.
Well, that just seems like a perfect segue into Julie.
Yeah.
Hi, Julie. Julie Carter is the Vice President of Retail for the Restores for Habitat for Humanity.
That's right.
What does that mean? What do you do?
Well, we are home improvement outlets. The Restore is actually a department of Habitat, Portland region. And we're one of the funding arms. And we're a place, we're a donation center where people can take their gently used furniture, appliances, lighting, a number of different things. And we take it in and we give it another use. We resell it. And all of our proceeds go to building materials to help build homes here in Portland for Habitat.
Wow. That's awesome. How long have you been with Habitat?
I've been with Habitat 7.5 years. Mm-hmm. I had a background, worked for Whole Foods Market for almost 15 years. And then, segued over to Habitat. It's been amazing. This is and we're about to open a new store, which is going to be our first store we've opened since I've been with Habitat. So,
cool.
Over the moon, excited about it.
Where are the locations? I've seen one that's kind of in my neighborhood.
Okay.
That's the one
Which one have you seen?
Now I can't remember exactly street it's on, but it's.
We have Beaverton as one. Our Beaverton location is one of our flagships. We have a Gresham location in Portland off of Cherry Blossom. And our new store is going to be in Tigard off of Upper Boones Ferry, Southwest cool. Upper Boones Ferry.
Yeah. So it's been a while since you opened a new store.
Yeah. Yeah. The last store that we opened was Gresham about 6 months before I started.
Okay.
So this is our first one in a long time.
So let's walk through. I'm coming into the Restore for the first time. Tell me what I'm going to experience.
Any Restore you go into will have kind of similar products. I mean, we rely on our donations, so there is a mix, and you know, we have people that shop on a daily basis just to see what's new. But we have appliances, lighting, building materials, gently used furniture. We actually have a metal recycling program that you won't see because that's in the back. But some super shiny, happy team members that are going to greet you and show you what you need. But great deals. We have some really strong business partners that, you know, businesses are always looking to find a way to reduce their costs by, you know, we do a lot of free pickups of like SKU reductions and, you know, floor models of really beautiful furniture that people, you know, they just need to get rid of it to bring in the new stuff. And we take it in and we sell it. So we've got a lot cool things to offer. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great that businesses are jumping on to help you guys too.
Yeah. I've remodeled now 2 of my bathrooms with almost all items from the Restore. My most recent purchases were a really cool egg-shaped outdoor chair and interestingly, a bamboo pillow that was new.
Yeah, we do have a few new things. We do. We sell, I would say, like 94% of what we sell has been donated to us. But we do consistently have things like new flooring, We get a lot of flooring donated, but we want to keep that in. We want to keep everybody, you know, coming back for flooring. So we have flooring, we have used paint, recycled paint. So through Visions, a company called Visions. So we do have a few things that we offer consistently that are brand new, but a lot of the donated product that we get is also brand new. So sometimes you don't know what's been purchased and what's been donated. But yeah, last year, you know, we diverted almost 8,000 tons of reusable materials from local landfills, and that's over almost 16,000 pounds
wow.
of things that we were able to resell. And we generated over $900,000 by building materials for homes for Habitat.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. Pretty cool.
So if I have something to donate, well, I guess the question is, what can I donate? What can I give to Restore?
Yeah, I mean, let's see. You can donate so many different things. At our Gresham location, you can even donate clothing. But we take a lot of different things from home decor, appliances, furniture, housewares, building materials like cabinetry, roofing, tile. We have a used paint program. So if you have some used paint that, you know, a lot of people have a hard time getting rid of that. You know, if it's over a half full, you can donate it. And there's a lot of people that'll buy reused paint. And we actually get a kickback when we sell used paint with a company called Paint Care. So that actually benefits us twice to get building materials to build homes.
That's great. That's what I've donated before is paint, because you buy enough paint to paint the house and you still have some left over.
Yeah, and then it sits in your basement for 100 years and you move it around five times.
Right, you just never know what to do with it. Now you do.
Yeah, we also pick up. So if you're a resident out there and you're looking for a pickup and you don't feel like, you know, lugging it to the store, we take things on site at the dock. But right now we're running a special for $20. We'll come pick up what you want to get rid of. If you're ready to do some spring cleaning,
really?
We'll come pick it up and drop it off at the store for you. So as long as it's resellable, it has to be in decent condition.
$20 is a great deal
because, yeah.
you know, I've got a table and chairs I want to get rid of. Mm-hmm. Right, I may be calling you.
Let's go.
Great.
Tell me more about the new store. It's pretty exciting to open a brand new store.
Yeah, the new store is it's on Southwest Upper Boonsferry Road. It's at a really cool location. You can see it driving north on Southwest Upper Boonsferry. It's right at Durham, the Durham intersection. We're so proud of our sign. We're so proud of everything that's going into that store right now. It's just beautiful. The community's been showing up. We've been taking donations on Thursdays and Saturdays from 10 to 2. We have a lot of people just walking up to the door as we're getting it set up, like wondering what's going on because they're seeing the sign. On Friday the 18th is our grand opening. We're going to have free coffee. We have Caesar, the no drama llama, is going to be
awesome.
There. So Caesar's just a hit in Portland, and you can take pictures with him, and he's super snuggly. We're going to have a sip and shop at 4 o'clock. So come in, you know, sip some wine and shop. But ribbon cutting's at 11, and it's going to be just a really, really cool way to kick off the new store.
And what a fun thing to do for spring, right?
People are
ready to maybe donate some stuff, doing some spring cleaning, so you're going to be busy.
Yes. So those events are kind of throughout the day. We also have 99.5 is going to be there.
Nice. One of our stations.
The Wolf. So that'll be really fun. And then on Saturday, we're kind of kicking off Earth Week, too. We're going to do buy one, get one of our purchase brand new Visions paint. So we have 16 different skews of colors of paint to choose from. So it's going to be buy one, get one of that. And it's already, you know, marked to beat anybody on the market. But we're going to, buy one, get one free. And you can go to pdxrestore.org to get more information about all of that, too.
Very cool. That's going to be exciting.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
We're talking today with Steve Messinetti and Julie Carter with Habitat for Humanity Portland. Steve, let's talk about what kind of impact Habitat has on the Portland community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So Habitat got started over 40 years ago, where we would kind of mobilize the community and build a house and maybe one or two a year. And then recent years, we've really scaled that up and are building entire communities, 30, 40. Soon we're going to be breaking ground on our largest habitat community ever in Southwest Portland, in the Hillsdale neighborhood of 52 homes together. Wow. So really have scaled up, tripled the number of homes that we're building every year over the last 3 years. And now we're helping either build or repair homes for over 100 local families every year.
Did it used to be where Habitat would build a house here and there, and now you're doing whole communities?
That's right. We started by building a house on a lot, just a single family, simple house. And then because of the urban area and the density that now is required, we have to put multiple homes on that same size lot. And really what we're mostly doing is building maybe 20 homes on an acre size parcel where everyone has a, it's a town home, so two or three attached together. Everyone has their own home, small backyard, and then some shared space like a playground for the kids.
Okay. How does Habitat acquire the land that you build on?
Yeah, that's one of our greatest challenges. As you know, land prices have gone up just exponentially over the past decade or so. We've had really great partners. We're completing 18 homes right now in Hillsboro, where the city of Hillsboro had a part of a property related to a street extension that they were able to donate to us. Working with the city of Portland right now on another 50-home project where they're going to be donating a large lot in North Portland, another site in Southeast Portland. So we've gotten some donated land from government, local governments, and then churches, faith organizations have also really been great partners on land. They often will have just a back half acre that they aren't using or a parking lot that isn't getting used. And we have two projects right now that are on former church properties that were deeply discounted to Habitat in order to really advance their mission and ministry in a way that helps people, but also obviously Habitat as well.
Yeah. Who does the building of the houses?
Yeah,
do you build them all yourself?
I don't do a lot of the work building houses, maybe a few times a year. But I mean, really, volunteers are the lifeblood of Habitat for Humanity. There would be no Habitat without volunteers. Volunteers help us build homes. They frame up walls of homes. They paint. They do landscaping. They do finish work. Volunteers help us run our restores. They help us get stuff onto the floor, price, even work at the register. Volunteers are in our offices, helping us run our programs, helping us plan for our events. So no matter who you are and what your abilities are, there's a place for you volunteering at Habitat.
How do people get involved?
The easiest way is to jump on our website, habitatportlandregion.org. There's a volunteer place there. You can volunteer. There's a place to donate. You can donate your couch to the restore, your car, your cash, of course. So everything's on our website, or you could call if that's easier.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how many houses you built here in the Portland area?
We have now built over 700 homes and have repaired over 100 more. There's a new program where we actually repair homes for families with low incomes who own a home but can't afford to do a really critical repair, like replace the roof, that they need to do in order to stay in that home. So we've launched a program maybe about 10 years ago that also repairs homes as well.
Okay. And let's talk about how a family can qualify to have Habitat build them a house or repair their house even.
Sure. So the most important qualification is that you meet our income criteria. And that is based on your family size, and you can go on our website and see that criteria. So if it's a family of one, if you're just one person, there's an income range that you have to meet. I think minimum is, around $37,000, but it could go all the way up to $90,000 if you're a family of five or six people in terms of your household income.
I didn't realize that you built single person homes.
Yeah. So we'll build, especially when we're doing large communities, we'll do many times we'll have some 2-bedroom units in addition to even 5-bedroom homes for larger families.
Are these all freestanding homes or do you build condominiums or any?
Mostly we're building what would be considered a townhome. Okay. So 2 or 3 or 4 lined up together, but everyone has their own sort of upstairs, downstairs, backyard.
So if somebody volunteers, I want to talk about the skill level you need to volunteer for Habitat. Do you have to be a carpenter?
Yeah, you do not. In some cases, our Habitat construction staff prefer you not be, not think you know what you're doing when you come out. No experience necessary. Part of our mission is not just to get that house built as quickly as possible, but to build community and to bring people together. And even the home buyers are often out there working alongside the volunteers. And We right now especially need volunteers for our site, 23 Homes. We just started framing homes in Lake Oswego. And we especially need teams of like 10 or 20 people to come out as part of your company or even your faith organization. And there's no better way to build team than to get out there and build a house together.
Yeah, for sure. That would be a great team building thing for any company to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Or so, work in the resource.
Or work in the resource, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, we had over 1,000 volunteers. We have over 1,000 volunteers that help us out in the resource. And we have a really, really fun group that we've been working with in Tigard, and we're going to open it up for even more days when we open. So,
What kind of work do the volunteers do at Restore?
Well, the Restore volunteers lately have been helping us like build shelves. It's kind of like it's kind of funny because we raise walls with Habitat, and we have a lot of like we actually have a lot of photos of volunteers helping us raise walls with our homes, and we've been raising shelves and kind of you know having a parallel experience in the stores. But so many different things. I mean, it's really fun to see all the fun stuff that comes in from donations. I mean, some of the most interesting things that you'll ever imagine can come in the back door and volunteers get to see it first. You know, we price it, they put it on the shelves and, you know, there's just a range of things like even just greeting or sometimes, you know, helping customers find things or learning about the interesting things we carry. You know, a volunteer can pretty much come in and find something that they enjoy doing.
And is there a particular skill level to work at Restore?
Not at all. You know, we really do take the range. We have a lot of community groups that also come in too. And I think that we have a really big range, probably the biggest range that you can imagine of skill level at the Restore.
Do you get people that actually know what they're talking about when about flooring?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have some volunteers we have are they like adopt a section and they're like, I am going to make, you know, all of these range of saws, like you're going to know exactly what every saw does and they can organize it for you. Tool organizers. We've had some construction volunteers lately that are having a lot of fun helping us put together shelves and secure shelving to the floor. And building our cash wraps and our cart corrals and things like that. It's been really cool.
Yeah, it's probably been fun for the volunteers to open a new store as well.
Yeah, they're calling it their store. And they're like, well, when we do this and when we do this, you know, there's a lot of ownership in it. So
let's see, when somebody volunteers, do they come in like once a week, once a month? Is it kind of open?
You know, it's open. I mean, we have there's a volunteer that comes to mind from Beaverton, Karen, and she's been coming in, you know, frequently. She comes in multiple times a week and she is our small items pricing expert. And, you know, she's got her area, that's her station. She's really good at researching, you know, how much the value is. And we typically price things at, you know, 40 or 50% of what retail is, even right. if it's new. But, you know, that's her area. And so you can kind of be an expert volunteer or you can just be a, you know, come check it out and see how you like it. And, you know, it's a range.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about what people can donate. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh. Just think about the things in your house right now as you think through your closets. Mm-hmm. You know, all this stuff that ends up in storage. I mean, even down to, you know, a fastener, for example, fasteners. You know, we always talk about the big stuff, like small appliances, big appliances. We have, you know, we take bed frames, we take, you know, furniture, lighting. I'm just kind of skimming this. Oh, home decor. We have like 4 aisles of home decor right now. Glass, like spare glasses. Not that you wear, but I guess we'd probably take those too. but yeah, I mean, really anything. So if you're cleaning out, you know, come to us first because we have such a good cause. You know, you can just drive right up to the store, drive around to the back. There's a friendly person that'll take your donations, you know, bring them in and we'll price them and sell them for a good cause. But yeah, we take a range, and again, we can pick up or you can drop off. So
maybe something you don't take is clothing, though, right?
We don't take clothing in most of our locations, but we do at Gresham. We take clothing at Gresham. So that's one place that, you know, if you want to come drop off, we'll take it. As long as it's in a bag. It needs to be in a bag. We prefer it not to be mixed in with appliances and things like that. But yeah, and then, you know, there's a limit to what we can actually get out on the floor. So we'll take some of the best and put it out. And then, but we do recycle the stuff that we can't. So we'll find a way to create income from it for building materials.
Cool. We have about a minute left. Tell me more about the grand opening of the new store as we finish up.
Okay. Well, If you're just tuning in, you need to hear about Caesar the No Drama Llama, who's going to be there. but I can run through, kind of the schedule for the day. So the ribbon cutting, the grand opening is at 11 a.m. So, we'll have a couple speakers there. There'll be some people from the chamber. I don't have their names, unfortunately, right now. But then Kristen from Nick and Kristen in the Morning on 99.5 The Wolf will be there from 12 to 2. And then Caesar the No Drama Llama from 2 to 4 and with photos. Sip and Shop Wine Tasting from 4 to 6. And then we have on Saturday, which is the next day, buy one, get one free, Brand New Visions Paint. And the store will be open to shop, donate, volunteer. If you want to volunteer, you do have to sign up. So that would be pdxrestore.org. You can also shop online there. That's kind of the cool thing about actually, I know I'm getting away from the opening, but I think the one thing that people say is they wish they could know what was in the store before they go. And that's why we have a lot of people come every day to see what new treasures we get. But if you want to shop from, your lazy boy chair in the middle of the night and come pick it up the next day, you can actually shop online too, cool. Which is kind of cool. But yeah, the grand opening is going to be phenomenal. I am just so excited about the aesthetic of the store and, how we've set it up. We've gleaned some amazing shelving units from a Dollar Tree that went out of business, from a Bed Bath & Beyond that went out of business. And, we were able to get the shelving for free. And the way that it's been set up is just beautiful. Nice. And I'm just excited to showcase it. It's going to be awesome.
Well, congratulations on the new store, guys. It's going to be exciting.
Thank you so much.
This has been fun. Thanks for all the information. Mm-hmm. We've been talking today with Steve Messinetti, CEO for Habitat for Humanity Portland, and Julie Carter, Vice President of Retail for the Restores. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.